You're listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere, 24/7 worldwide, at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea, and you're tuned into Setter Star, an emo radio show. Got a little random episode queued up for you today. We're gonna start out with a band from Gainesville, Florida in the mid-90s called Ankle Biter. This track was off of their Modern America 7-inch release in the year 1997, and it's called Dynamic Ribbon Device. So stay tuned, and that's what we're gonna start out with today. Thanks for tuning in to Setter Star. We'll be right back.
change your mind this time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello, you're still tuned into Satterstar Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM. You just heard a track called Hydra by Fall on Deaf Ears, who were a Philly screamo band from the early 2000s and featured Craig Woods, who was in like a million bands around the Philly area at the same time. That band, they release a lot of material, really good stuff. And yeah, again, from the early 2000s. I don't know what I was trying to say there. Before that was a Japanese 90s emo band called Next Style. That track was called Photography off of their Photography 7-inch. And then before that was Rodeo Jones by a true classic, Sunny Day Real Estate, off of their LP 2. Then you heard Behind Closed Doors, who were a short-lived 90s emo hardcore band from Baltimore. That track was one of only three songs that they recorded, called Dynamite Next Time. And then before that, you heard Cyan by The Pine. And that song was originally recorded in 2001 during the sessions for their debut self-titled album, but previously, until earlier this year, it was only released on like a tour edition CDR, but then it was released on a 7-inch for the first time by Going Underground Records earlier this year. And also The Pine just announced that they're doing a couple reunion shows in January, which is kind of crazy. One in Bakersfield, which is where they are from in California, and then also one in Philly, but I feel like maybe more on the horizon. We'll see. And then start out the hour with Ankle Biter with the track Dynamic Ribbon Device. Coming up next, we're going to hear Jejun by Nebraska, who were an Australian emo band active in the 2010s. This track was on a 2013 compilation titled Wrong World. Again, it's called Jejun by Nebraska. So here you go. This is Satterstar on X-Ray. We'll be right back.
flesh they numb in your hair. When you're scared, where did you go?
You're still tuned in to Satterstar Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM, and we got about 10 minutes left of today's episode. You just heard a very, very early track by a band I used to love as a tween called North Star. They were pretty popular in around like 2003, 2004-ish, and I think I learned about them through AP Magazine, and I even named my live journal that I had when I was 13 after one of their songs. But anyway, that was a very early demo track from 1999. That track was called Dying Slowly off of their 6-song demo, and I just recently listened to their demo and it's actually pretty good. It sounds a lot different than like their more popular stuff and more raw, which I really like. Yeah, just wanted to highlight that track today. Before that, you heard Sync Is Busted by Juna 44 off their first album, Engine Takes to Water, which was released in 1995. Juna 44 was a very, very prolific band featuring some very great musicians, I would say, including Fred Erskine of Hoover and the Crown Hate Ruin. And before that was Generator Small by Quixote off of their self-titled album. They're from Kalamazoo, Michigan, and that was released in 1997. And before that was Welcome to Plague Year. That track is called Quiet Still Dead off of their self-titled album from 2004. And that band was made up of members of many iconic screamo bands such as Neil Perry, Joshua Fit for Battle, and Makara, You and I even. Kind of like a super group, I guess, if you want to say that. Before that was a Japanese emo band called Sora. That was off of their 2004 demo. The song title is in Japanese, so I'm not going to attempt to say it. I feel that like the instrumentals at the beginning of that track sound very similar to Toe, who is another Japanese math rock ish band. Yeah, that just really stuck out to me. And then before that, we started out that block with Nebraska, Australian emo band, and we're gonna finish up with at least one song. Coming up next is Trans Hudson by My Favorite Citizen, who were from New Jersey. They only really released one 7-inch in 1997, but also had a couple compilation tracks. And they have a lot of material that was unreleased on their Bandcamp. And if we have time, you're going to hear a track by Three Summers Gone. But this is Trans Hudson by My Favorite Citizen. Thanks so much for tuning in to Saturstar Emo Radio Show.